you can't really tell the difference between an ad and a press release? Well, this episode is for you. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening, and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome, my friends, to episode 148 of the Nata PR School podcast. Public relations, yeah, this is what we're talking about in this podcast. A press release is not an advertising. A press release is not an ad. I believe we all have an image in our minds of what a press release is or what it should be. These communication tools is probably so deeply ingrained in our collective unconscious, it's somewhere in our brain, right? So everybody has heard this word, so we kind of know what it is, but we don't really know. Yet, only some marketing professionals understand the purpose of such a document. Very few, actually. And you would be very surprised to see the confusion between a press release and advertisement for them. For them, they're not sure. They believe that a press release should be like an ad with more words, really. Oh, my teams probably hear me every week talk about the confusion between, you know, the press release and the content of a press release and an ad. Why? Because we work closely with our clients' marketing departments. And this makes complete sense, of course, because public relations, of course, is part of the marketing plan. And our marketing friends, their job is really to ensure, make sure that everything falls into place, you know, that the plan, the marketing plan is well executed, right? But you would be very surprised by the extent of the confusion regarding press releases. It's really, really surprising. And here's what our marketing colleagues indicate us or ask us when we are working with them on a press release. These three points are what we hear more often, but you know, the list could be long, but let's focus on these three things. The first thing they mention the most often is that, this press release needs to be, you know, more sales oriented. It's not selling enough. That's the first thing, which is wrong. I'll explain why. Number two, they want a press release, you know, that's going to be promoting the fact that their products is the best seller in their category. And well, you can mention it, but you know, this is not what interests the media. You should let them decide and qualify your products. They don't need to know that it's the best seller. You know, you can put it as an indication, but it shouldn't be a big focus. Number three, very often we are asked and told, well, this press release should be telling way more about the founders. What you're saying there is way too short, and we need more information about, you know, the business and the story. Well, this is not the place. This is not in a press release you put all of that. You can have in another section in the, you can create what we call a press kit, and then you'll have the story, the history of the company, right? It's like a website. On the website, you'll have a section for that. You're not going to put everything in one section, right? So it's kind of the same with the press release. So three things that aren't supposed to be asked and that we ask, that are asked of us very often. So the press release needs to be selling more. No, my friend, the press release is not there to sell. And number two, we want a press release that, you know, pushes the fact that this product is number one. Number three, the personal stories of the founders are not long enough. We need more information about, you know, their whole life story. And I always tell them, well, we can mention a few things. We can have a quote from your founder about, you know, the new products we are presenting in this press release, but we don't need the whole story. It's not there. You're going to put that. So there is a misconception that a press release should be sales oriented. And no, my friend, it's not an ad. So what is a press release and what is it good for? Well, a press release serves to what? Inform, first of all. So it should be very basic and present basic informations about the product or service. You know, the what, where, when, well, when, where. That's what should be there. Number three, only transmit facts and information. Not, you know, where the it's the best product on the market. No, everybody tells them that. So even if it's true, they won't even believe you. Number four, so a press release is there for this simple task. Help facilitate the work of journalists and influencers. Help them write about you. Imagine you need to write about a new product yourself. So if you don't have the press release with the basic information, it's going to be very difficult. So a press release is not a sales tool. No, my friends, it's not. It's not an ad. It's not an advertisement. It's not there to sell. It's there to inform. It's not a creativity piece on your success. It's not there to just promote how good or great you are. No. And number four, many people are afraid to write press release, but you shouldn't. It's not a literary creation. You know, it's not you writing a book. It's not literature. If you write emails like I do a lot every day, you should be able to write like very simple press releases. So my dear marketing professionals, know that I am also a marketing professional. I was I'm a marketing expert for 10 years before founding Nada PR and really becoming a PR professional, more than 20 years down the road. So you can trust your public relations agency, especially if your agency have successfully served clients for many years and have built trust with journalists and influencers. I'm always surprised when marketing people tell us how we should be writing a press release. Well, you should know that we send many press releases every single day. Many, sometimes, I don't know how many now, but quite a few. Maybe more than 5, 10, sometimes maybe during a single day. So we've seen press releases. We know the ones that really get the attention. So trust us. Let us do our job. So voila, and you can believe us when we tell you this is not going to work. A press release is not an ad and is a very simple tool ultimately. And know that we give free training on how to create a press release that, you know, really gets the attention of journalists and influencers. And if you're not on our list, of course, you can go on our website, natapr.com. We now have the famous little pop-up window in place. We have a new website, so you can really register. And so you'll be informed about everything that we do. And or if you want, below in the notes of this this podcast, there is always a link for the NataPR model. You'll get our free model and you'll end up on our main list as well. Voila. So a press release, my friends, is not an ad. And if you want to keep this conversation and keep talking about it, or you want to know more about what we can do for you and how we can help you with the NataPR school or the NataPR agency, reach out to me. You can find me on the website natapr.com. And I'll be happy to, you know, answer any questions you may have. So hopefully this little PR break was very useful. And I hope more than anything that you'll be joining me next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.